USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. has seen its first day of 200,000 new coronavirus cases. More than 13 million people have been infected and 265,000 have died. On ABC's This Week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gave this dire warning.
We may see a surge upon a surge. You know, we don't want to frighten people, but that's just the reality. We said that these things would happen as we got into the cold weather and as we began traveling, and they've happened. It's going to happen again.
Fauci says with the way the trends are going, he cannot imagine that restrictions will be eased at all by Christmas. Four organizers of a massive party in New York City that went against local restrictions were arrested. Deputies busted nearly 400 people at an illegal club in Midtown over the weekend. The club did not have a liquor license. A much smaller party in Queens was busted on Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's a lot of work ahead as lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer, believes we need a very targeted approach.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis and his spouse have tested positive for the coronavirus. The governor's office says they are both asymptomatic, feeling well, and isolating at home. In Colorado, like much of the nation, cases are spiking, and 1 in 41 residents are believed to be contagious. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The NFL has ordered all team facilities closed Monday and Tuesday to try to stop the spread of coronavirus cases throughout several teams. At least one game this week was rescheduled. Reports are that the Saints and Patriots have both been fined for violating the league's COVID-19 protocols. On the college football gridiron, a historic chapter was written Saturday.
The Vanderbilt Commodores may have gotten shut out 41-0 by Missouri on Saturday, but there was history of another kind made on the field. Sarah Fuller, a senior goalkeeper for Vanderbilt's soccer team, kicked the opening kickoff of the second half, making her the first woman to play in a major conference college football game. After the game, Fuller told the SEC Network the emotions she was feeling on the field.
Honestly, it's just so exciting, and the fact that I can represent, like, the little girls out there who wanted to do this or, you know, thought about playing football or any sport, really, and it encourages them to be able to step out and do something big like this. Awesome.
Fuller was asked to join the team this week by head coach Derek Mason after a number of kicking specialists had to be quarantined because of coronavirus tests. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After 35 years in dire conditions at a zoo in Pakistan, the world's loneliest elephant is no longer alone. The mammoth task of relocating the elephant to a sanctuary in Cambodia is underway. Chris had to make a specialized box to prepare him for flight. The global animal welfare group Four Paws International has been trying to save the elephant since 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.